Okay, let's move over to page 30. We talked about consulting services, account 7271 for water. I'd like to speak about it a little bit here. Currently for next year, I have $234,000 in the budget. That budget consists for Herwood Engineering of $100,000. This is not anything related to D-Night. This is just the regular, normal operational engineering that we have them hired for. We also have some money in there for the GM search. We have some miscellaneous items. For any miscellaneous items that come up, we have $20,000. And we have some safety and HR dollars in there, too. I did include $15,000 for the workforce survey, but I will be taking that out as per our earlier discussion. Any questions on consulting? Are you, the other account, again, that's large in water and wastewater, so the largest account would be the Veolia contract. We spoke about that earlier. It's $1.351 million a year for wastewater. Now, on the wastewater side, Veolia also does a lot of our repairs, so that contract is a little larger.
$1.35 would be adding up all the fee accounts, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. And the largest one, of course, is the the wastewater service contract. They buy all of our UV parts, we get all the light bulbs, right. Those are very expensive.
Did you say light bulbs?
I call them light bulbs,
and
UV bulbs.
Oh.
They're not
like
this.
Do they sell those at Home Depot?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
There.
Most of them. We go over there and tan underneath those later on.
Going to page 31, again, I've got account 7536, which is the debt service. Again, we've got the payments going up a little bit this year and a little bit more next year. Again, it's take the same assumption that we'll be doing some sort of financing over the next 12 months.
Operating $8,005, please explain that.
Those are audit entries that, wastewater pays for everything, not everything. Wastewater our payroll is run out of wastewater, we have one department. And then you have water that gets a portion of it, you have zone 8, and you have the county zones. All right? So what happens is that.
I get it.
Yeah. It all gets transferred.
And that explains why it's opposite direction over in water, where there's less transfer in and more transfer up.
We're hoping to get rid of most of those because we've been negotiating with the auditors, and they're letting us do some direct billing of it, and so we're not going to be transferring.
Is there any indication in the budget of the percentage we lose to the county every year in fees for handling our funds? Is that a line item?
There is a line item, and it is. On account 7545 is the revenue collection.
Okay.
And that's 7,000. I don't have it for them for dispensing our funds. They did charge us some fees, but I think they were relatively small.
So. That would be what we would be saving if we're able, if we get further along with this taking it ourselves, we would no longer be paying those fees?
The revenue collection will continue to pay because they'll continue to collect, they'll continue to bill on the tax roll and collect the tax payments.
They're collecting the revenue.
I get that, but aren't we paying them also for funding us? Don't we pay them every time they fund us?
Yeah, I don't have that exact amount.
Okay.
I get that.
All right. You bored? I guess so.
All right. Any questions on any more on wastewater? Going to page number 32, the capital improvements. So this, we put pencils down on the budget, and it was before we got the bid for D-Night. So this does not have the updated D-Night budget. We are working on the D-Night budget. We have to say D-Night, I mean. And we'll have those new numbers shortly when we get to the next round of the budget. But I just wanted you to be aware that these were the previous numbers. These are not, these do not reflect the construction bid that we approved last night.
So with that being said, the $750,000 negative number will change as well.
The negative number, that was in water.
Yeah, no, the 1.4 will change.
Yeah, that will change.
4.6, I mean.
Okay, we haven't got to that chart yet, then.
Yep.
Next
page. Sorry.
I was already adding the two together. That's it.
Yeah, the two together.
Reserves that aren't there.
So, not a lot happening in wastewater. The D-Night project is going to be taking most of it. And we do have a couple other items in there. We're looking at a backtrack, the lift station upgrades, and the solar panels.
What panels are we replacing? Are you talking about the exterior panels of the building?
The solar guard, yes. At the A and B, solar guard A and B.
The actual structure itself is what wind worn and sun worn, UV worn?
Yep.
Okay.
They're blowing off the building currently.
Got it.
All right. Going to page 33 again. Here's just the forecast. What our reserves would look like in 2 years if we didn't do any type of financing. Again, this will change as we update the D-Night numbers. Unfortunately, that number is going to, the 1.6 is going to grow. I can't give you an exact amount at the moment, but we should know that in the near future.
Well, it should be the delta of what was presented last night, right? Added to that number.
No.
No, because there could be other things on the budget.
Well, the math doesn't say it is, because that's a number of $2.4 million if we did nothing, because there's pipeline replacement, there's other projects that are in there that aren't strictly the D-9 project. So it goes from 1.6 to 2.4 based on other, if we were to do no financing, there's another, the way I'm reading it is another $0.8 million of improvements that we need to do that we would not have reserves for if we didn't finance.
Yeah, and this 1.6, just to point out, that wipes us out. That wipes out our emergency reserves. That's everything.
Understood.
Yep. As I said, that is a hot item and will be reviewed and presented. We'll bring the board for the budget for adoption. If there's no more questions on that.
I'm
sorry.
When do you think that staff will prepare options to bring before the finance committee / board with regards to financing options based on the fact that we just signed that contract? So when do you think we'll be seeing? And there's a lot of research you guys have to do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're, I'm just asking, do you have any idea when we might start seeing financing options to look at?
I really don't. It is going to be at the top of my list once we are done with the budget. I'm just not exactly sure what the timing is.
Okay. Because I would.
But it's going to. How about if I say it will be sooner than later?
That's a good answer, because I can imagine as this project starts to gain traction and be talked about within the community, we're going to be asked how you're paying for it. And we're going to be saying, we don't know yet. Wait a minute, you signed a contract, but you don't know how you're paying for it. Well, you're paying for it. I know that much. But I just don't know how you're paying for it yet. And so that's all I'm thinking about, is how the board is able to represent our decisions and how we move forward. So.
Okay.
I can't let you out there.
Come back a few months, a few years. So when we did the rate study, that was for the intent of a future bond, correct?
Yes.
For this particular program.
And other CIP
programs. And other CIP programs.
You take out your fortune-telling globe, and you try to think about all the things that are going to be impending expenditure. We think about how much those or projects we need to do, how much of those costs going to be, and then we take that, and then we develop the you know, the rate that will get us there
for right.
a period of 5 years.
So I guess my question is, though, you're going to come back to the board with other financing potential options. I was strictly talking about the delta of the increase of what we learned last night.
So if you look at our current 5 year amount and ask finance to step in on that, we think that rate increase is the cost is going to be a little bit of a shocker. But we have the reserves, and I think we have the income from our current rate studies to get our payments off the ground, because the financing will go beyond this 5 year rate study. So a new adjustment can be made basically 4 years from now. Yeah, so 4 years from now, we'll be looking at a whole new rate adjustment, and that'll come take into effect what the real dollars are from this project. And part of the reason for the delay in the financing, or you know, going forward with the financing, and thank God we did, because we were tempted to go in early when we saw such great rates, was we would have been, this figure would have really hurt us. So part of the delay is trying to harden the numbers for our project.
The lines are connected to this conference. Do you want to continue your meeting? Press 1 to confirm. If there is no response, the conference will end.
So part of what staff's going to do is, so two things I believe are going to take place. One is let's harden the numbers as best we can so we can determine how much money is this going to cost. And then turn around and look at what are our various finance options, because we can look to bonding, we can look to outside financing through private entities, and we can look through financing through some governmental assistance agencies. I have sent some of that information over to Julie, and that's going to have to be processed, and that's going to come over to the finance committee, because there's certain advantages and disadvantages to those kind of. Each funding program has its pros and cons.
So was the intent of the rate study just to give us the option of a bond?
Well, we call it a bond. That's why I mentioned we're going to use the word financing, because we don't know whether it's going to be a bond or other form of financing. So it's going to be a debt service.
So the rate study just gives us a perspective of how much money we're going to need at a given time frame.
Right. Taking it, and when we did it, correct me if I'm wrong, we took into consideration on the amounts that we had, we're working with originally, it was on really maximizing the financing on that amount. We wanted to look at it in that direction as opposed to, but the ultimate decision is how much do we want to fund principal and how much do we want to borrow? We go back to
Linda. No, we do. It was several years worth of stuff. I'm trying to consolidate to the relevance right now. So,
all right. If we look at page 34, this is the wastewater utility rates. And if you wanted to know, the commercial per unit rate is on the bottom part. It says non-residential meter right there between businesses, restaurants, schools, and others. In case you're curious. All right, so that concludes water and wastewater, which are our enterprise departments. So now I'd like to move into Zone 8. If anybody has any questions, Zone 8 is a little bit, Zone 8 and 9 are different. So no more Peolia with them. Okay, so on page 35, Zone 8. Zone 8 gets its revenue. The 1% of the 1% of the property taxes. All right, we get. They have not released how much we're going to get yet, but I estimated it doesn't change too often, so I've got a pretty good estimation up there. That is the biggest part of Zone 8's, revenue. Zone 8 also gets revenue from the community center, and it does get some rent from water and wastewater for using these facilities.
There will be an upward trend in our revenue from that because property values are going up, and it always takes them a couple of years to catch up with property values going up and going down. So there will be increases,
yeah,
not decreases, but they probably won't be significant enough to make a difference.
Yeah, if you're thinking up the rate by 1.5 or 2% per year.
Didn't we pass something that said that you can now, anywhere in the state of California, you can take your property tax value? Wasn't there something that the voters voted on? You can explain this probably better, Brian, but you could sell property and we would see an increase in property tax.
That's correct. You're allowed to take your tax basis from one location to another location, regardless of whatever that current location's tax rates are. But
rates, but not amount.
That's correct.
So if you were to sell your place and move to a place somewhere else, you could take your current tax rate here and transfer that over to your new location of where you move. Same with the people that come in here to move.
Right, that only applies to people over certain age brackets, so I don't think that number is going to be significant as just the actual number of people coming to this community.
I'm just saying that 1% is based on what the tax assessor says the value of all the properties that are in that district are worth, and that's how they base what you're. I mean, if we've all noticed that our property taxes have gone up a little bit, a little bit, a little bit as property values have gone up, and that 1% is going to go up too because it's based on property values and taxes collected. Not significantly, but it'll go up.
So the other item that's a little different this year from previous years is account 5226, the vehicle reimbursement. We do get a reimbursement from the county for use of our vehicles that we use the vehicles over in zone 5761. Every year that number was changing with the auditors. We budget about 15 and it would come in anywhere from 67 to 70. So I did a more realistic budget, so we won't have the big swings when the auditors come in. One of the goals that I have is to have almost zero audit entries when the auditors come in. So our numbers are pretty solid when we get there. All right, if there's no questions on revenue, let's go to expenses. In Zone 8, for those of you who haven't seen much of our financials, we have the lighting and landscaping portion, and the accounts that start with an 8,000 are the community center related accounts. So as we start with account 7,000, that is our salary and wages, that is for the landscaping staff that we have. Again, that's split between Zone 8, Zone 9, and the special zones, and we have a total of 4 landscapers and 1 manager. Bill and I work at allocating out the percentages. We estimate it to the best of our ability and try to adhere to that as we go through the year. Continuing on page 36, I'm going to take you down almost to the bottom. These are our regular expenses. We've got our facility maintenance, landscape, which is account 7440. That's where Bill buys his supplies, his mulch, his rock, his plants. You can see that in 2021 in our actuals, that number had increased dramatically. That's because he was using some carryover funds from previous year to spruce up Discovery Bay Boulevard and other areas that during the COVID lockdowns and things like that. Anyway, that number will be coming back down. We have $45,000 for this year. 10 of that is earmarked for any monies for the per capita Prop 68 grant that we may have to come up with. Going down to the bottom of the page, account 8,000. I split the wages for the community center. You have the salaried staff in account 8,000. In account 8,002, That is our part-time and seasonal staff, lifeguards, community center, desk workers, and such. This is assuming the pool is open for 12 months. Continuing down, it had been quite a few years since the pool was open. So when it came to the community center, I worked with Monica and with Bill, working on the utilities, the chemicals, the cleaning. We did conservative estimates to the best of our abilities. Again, those numbers may fluctuate once we get the pool up and running. But the pool's being redone, it's not gonna leak, we don't think we're gonna use as much water, hence have to use as much chemicals, and have to run the pumps as long. any questions on any of these numbers? Are rather small, but they do add up.
I don't have a question necessarily on the budget, but I did have a question I wanted to ask Bill earlier. So while we're waiting to see what happens with the Prop 68 for Clipper,
yeah.
Is Clipper kind of on hold at this point, or are your team still kind of hitting it?
For Clipper?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll know in August and September, and we still have the $100,000 set aside for sprucing that up.
Are your guys still visiting it on a weekly or monthly basis just to...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Keep the weeds down, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
On account 8255.
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah. Over the past few years, the community center has been in receipt of donations from Veolia, monies from Summer Jam, and things like that. That she's got. Monica's had. We haven't had a chance to spend them because the community center has been closed and the pool was not operational. So Monica, the plan is for Monica is to spend some of that money as the pool opens. And I will turn it to her for specifics.
Yeah, so I've kind of been keeping aside monies that we've made over the last couple of years from Summer Jam, Paws on Parade, and the Veolia donation that we get. With the anticipation of purchasing shade umbrellas and furniture for the pool and things like that, that money goes back for the community members to be able to enjoy, but wanted to be responsible with that money and not purchase things and then have them sit in storage until we could open back up. So once we're there, then get to buy lots of fun stuff for the community to enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
So how much money is in that account?
About 30,000. Just shy of 30,000.
Very nice.
Yeah. Super excited. I can't wait to go shopping.
I'm sure it'll go fast.
It will. Commercial furniture is quite costly.
Any other questions? Okay. Move over to page 38. I want to point out account 8543. That is our expense. When we hire instructors, we do a 75-25 split. So that is their portion. But if they get 75, we get 20. Okay, down to capital improvements. Get my eyes on the right thing. In the parks, we have for next year we have $151,000, and that is to get the resurface the tennis courts 1, 2, and 3, and that is also the artificial turf for the pool. All right, let's turn to page 39. Again, we've got our budget summary. we do have operational reserves. Four zones, and we are trying to build up some of the revolving funds, and we have the Hoffman money.
Where's that located? Where's that?
Oh, it's kind of sitting in the O&M funds. That's right. I think I should get its own line in here, huh?
Okay. No, it's all right. I mean, it had to be there because that's the only line big enough to hold it.
Yeah.
Are there any updates on the pool and when the actual pool will be funded now that we have the permit?
Yes.
Updates for the pool?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so Mike Iraka and I have been working together quite a bit, talk just about every day. We met with our concrete company that we're using, NAS, who's doing the equipment and building the tub shed, and Adams. So it's kind of a dance getting all those teams to kind of work together. I'm hoping to have a better idea by Monday. Adams was supposed to come today tentatively to do some backfilling of dirt so that concrete can start demo. We did have a delay in the county getting that permit. That's just,
yeah.
You just kind of have, you're at the mercy of the county for that, yeah. So I'm hoping to have Mike Iraka, and I talked actually just before I came into this meeting, so we're kind of hoping to have a better idea by maybe Monday.
By Monday, that'd be wonderful.
Is our hope, yeah.
We had a delay with the...
the tile. So I got word this morning, literally as I walked into our manager's meeting, that no, Ashley, that the tile and coping is scheduled for June 14th install if they get the materials in by then. We ordered them about a month ago. And I do know when I went down there to pick out, when I drove to Pleasanton to pick out that second group for us to all look at of tile samples, the tile companies, the pool companies, like everybody else, and we did confirm that tile is in stock. But I think stuff is coming from overseas that they can, Adams Pool can't control that. So they've done their part, we've done our part, now it's waiting for that tile to come in.
And then the cement around the pool and the AstroTurf, that's going to be at some point?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Bill and I actually today started putting together, because the turf, goes in, but turf, in this case the artificial turf, is at a point where we do have to go out for RFP.
Mm-hmm.
It's at that that mm-hmm. level of pricing. So we're working, we just started this afternoon, Bill and I putting together an RFP to get that. So we did have a conversation with a company that came out and met with me a few weeks or months at this point when we first started kind of tossing around the idea of turf. And they are about a 6 to 8 week, once you hire them, it was about a 6 to 8 week lag time to start. Every industry is doing the same thing.
So
everyone.
So the pool will get done, and then a little more time, and then the decking, if you will, around the turf around the pool will get done at a later date. Is that what I'm understanding?
Well, you don't want to open the pool and have dirt there, so people are tracking
it. So we won't open the pool then until everything is done?
No,
not necessarily. That's not our hope. No, we're coming up with ideas of how we can either rope that off or put something temporary there. But keeping in mind, we don't want something there that is then going to ruin brand new filters and getting debris and stuff like that in the pool. So we're tossing around different options of how we can put up some nice roping, maybe put weed barrier cloth type down just to make it not look like such an eyesore. So at least we can start there.
So essentially then, there's the shed portion, there's the tile portion, and there's the astroturf portion. Are those the three major components of?
There's concrete, two okay. different types. Concrete pouring, backfilling back in where the moat is. Mm-hmm. There's concrete that the new equipment tough shed has to go on. Two separate things. Two different companies.
Got it. But the tiling of the pool has nothing to do with the tough shed installation, though. You're separate.
Well, yeah, they're separate. Different companies, different timelines. One can't be there and get in the way of the other. They can't backfill until. Yeah.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it did. I'm just trying to say what all the different moving parts and how intertwined they really are.
It's a dance for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But
and again, all those delays.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. You hear about delays in every industry. You go into stores that are usually jam packed, and they're not right now because they're not getting things. You know?
When I so went to Adam's showroom to pick out tiles, I thought those four ladies. I would go, okay, I like this one. I picked out 10. They went back, checked with the distributors to see. They came back, half of those are no longer produced. They can't get it because of COVID delays. So it's a challenge for every industry.
After we get more information sometime next week, can we send out some sort of update? I'm sure everybody in here is getting questions about when's the pool going to be ready. And so just something to let people know. You know, because obviously the May date's going to come and go, so.
Yeah.
I know.
It's May. What's today? The 21st.
Yeah. So.
I know.
I'm sure
we're
truly
doing everything within our power to make it happen.
Yeah, exactly. And hopefully the people, everyone will understand that.
I hope so.
Okay. Any question on capital? So, another thing. With the exception of the AstroTurf, the Hoffman funds, nothing has been earmarked for the Hoffman funds. So we have Hoffman funds plus the AstroTurf. That's our balance in the Hoffman funds. Just make that clear. Okay, page 40. These are the appropriations. This is not updated yet. They haven't given me the new numbers yet. Hopefully, I have that by the next round. And that is it for Zone A. Zone 9 gets its revenue from an assessment that's charged to each resident. We annually do an engineering report with HERWIT to assess any increases on that assessment. HERWIT is working on it right now. I should have some numbers by the end of the month, and those will be brought before the board in June. I just made an estimate, I believe, of 2% increase year over year for the revenue. And I also gave them their portion of the vehicle reimbursement because they pay for part of the vehicle expenses. They get part of the vehicle expenses back from the county. So that is the revenue for Zone 9. Again, just as in Zone 8, staff is allocated based on percentages Bill and I have worked with. As their time, as they work, Bill keeps track of it, and we allocate the actual expense to each zone. We do believe there'll be somewhat of an increase in Zone 9 this year. We spent a lot of resources and landscaping time in Zone 8 last year. So we think it's going to switch a little bit. We'll have some projects over in Zone 9, including and up to the new play structure. Expense-wise, there's not a lot. Again, they've got their facility landscapes expense, $7,440. That's where he buys plants, rocks, and such. And then coming down towards the bottom, you've got account 7482, which is the water cost, which they are billed monthly by the Town of Discovery Bay Water Department. Any questions on the revenue and expenses for Zone 9? Okay. Is for capital improvements, we have nothing in the budget for next year. We are finishing up the Ravenswood play structure, which was a budget of $173,000. And then in 2022-2023, we've got a streetscape on Wild Drive.
Is the play structure complete or close to?
I will bring my expert up.
The play structure is complete per his contract. There is some contingency monies left, which I would like for him to top off the playground mulch, just make it a turnkey opening. So we'll do that on Monday. It'll be open next week.
Does someone come out and certify it's installed properly and safe for the kids?
We do that, actually, on annual. So we'll do that once the mulch is in and we'll go from there.
Looks good. I drove by the other day.
That's great.
I'm going to move on to page 43. This is the fund summary for so 9. Again, we did have a fairly big expenditure with the play structure. We have adequate reserves, and we'll be building up for the next item. All right, page 44 explains about the engineer's report. Again, that'll be coming to the board in June. We talked about all the capital projects. There's a little bit more verbiage on the capital projects. And the detail for the capital projects. So if you'd like to look at that, have any questions, all of that is included in what we've gone through. This is just all the capital together. So, there were no questions. Maybe to page 49, the Public Financing Authority. Again, this is our joint powers authority that we have, so we can get debt, or buy for debt, hold debt. Of course, this I'm not holding out. Not much to report on this. I did give you a list of the bonds and the bond payments and what we did with the bond money. We currently have two bonds. We have the 2012 bond, which was used for the construction of Well 7 and quite a few wastewater projects that are on page 50. The 2017 bond, for those who were on the board at that time, was for the water meter project and for the filtration project in the wastewater improvement area. Turning to page 51, shows the past and future debt payments that are coming up. Next year we have approximately 1.35 in debt payments. That is if we don't acquire any more debt. Page 52 is our district awards, just that we're district of state.
If I add those two together, we owe like, do we still owe about $15.2 million on the bonds that we have out? Is that right?
I don't have that exact number.
Well, if you add 6.9, which is 7, plus 8.5, 15.5, basically. Wouldn't that be the two numbers you put together?
No,
on page,
that includes
on page
interest.
51?
Because you have interest in the payments. Those payments are interest and principal.
Okay, it says total 2012. I'm not reading this correctly. Oh, I see what you're... Okay, I'm adding wrong numbers up. Okay.
Yeah, but I can get you those. I file an annual report that's filed on in the winter, and I have it. It's required by the state of California, and I can give you guys those numbers.
That's the amount we pay.
That's the amount we pay.
Plus interest.
You know, maybe we can add that on his bond balance. So
we can add the bond balance.
Yeah, I kind of like to know
how much
what we still owe, especially since we're talking about taking on more debt.
Yeah. No, I don't have that.
Okay. Is that on our webpage?
It is. We have made some payments since then, so that needs to be adjusted. But yes, we did.
And I know I've asked this question before, and you told me I just don't recall what it was. But when are we going to be looking at refinancing to get better interest rates?
Well, interest rates are creeping up, so that'll be part of when we are looking at our financing options. That will be one of the
certain bonds have to mature to a certain age in order for you to refinance it, otherwise it costs you a fortune.
Okay. Yeah. The rates were low a year ago where it was worth our while to pay the fee. The rates are too high to get to that right now. But we did speak with our bond consultants a couple months ago, and we're going to look, everything's on the table when we open it up once we leave the budget for tonight. Okay, page number 52, we got our awards. We're just a distinction, transparency, and we are platinum. Page 53 and 54 are some supplementary information, definitions. And that completes my presentation. Anybody have any questions, concerns, anything they'd like to see added besides the bond balances?
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good.
And let me just say that it's really well done, because I remember, and I know Dina started the process, but Julie, you've done a great job continuing of the detail, but yet the ease of how it's presented, the ease of comprehension. I remember when I first got on the board, you could understand anything that was going on. And things were brought together, and there wasn't, you know, and so working with the auditors, you guys have really done a really good job of putting this together.
Mike, can you just give a quick update, or are we still looking to do the overlay?
You know what? I'll turn that over to you.
I can do it.
No, I'm not.
But this isn't your wheel.
So, yes, we met with Rick Clark from Harrison Associates, and we went over the preliminary models that he provided with the updated numbers. Recalculated his numbers based on some information that we gave him. We are ready for him to meet with the finance committee. But to meet with the finance committee, the next finance committee meeting is in June, so we probably need to get a special one. So I will work with your calendars and see if we can get one of those.
Next finance committee meeting is
June 2nd.
And you're not available June 2nd. That's why we can't. Why we have to do a special one down the road.
So.
Oh, the typical. Well, I could call it. I'm just going to be in Texas.
You know what? This is going to be complicated. It's a little.
You don't. If you, it doesn't matter, because I'm not available from May 30th until June 20th. So if it needs to be done sooner than that, then...
Well, it doesn't need to be done sooner than that, necessarily. I mean, it can wait till you get back. We still would have to go to the board. We can do it while you're away. I just don't think it's a necessity to do it.
Okay, so then move the June 2nd meeting to, like, June 22nd.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, that we want to move to June 2nd finance committee meeting.
You still can have a June 2nd finance committee meeting.
Okay.
Be a special one for this particular.
Oh, just for that item. Okay,
yeah.
I'm with you.
And that's probably good.
Julie, for the newbies, could you give us a brief explanation on this overlay? Michael and I aren't familiar with what y'all are talking about.
What it is, I'm going to hack this on that
one. You want me? I can do this.
Yes, please, you do that one. I don't want to say it wrong. If you say it wrong, it doesn't come out.
So basically, I'm going to just kind of say this from the beginning, okay? We have five lighting and landscape zones, essentially.
Oh, so okay. I know what you're talking about now. Okay.
Right? And so what we're talking about is putting an umbrella overlay over all of them.
Okay, okay. Go ahead. You know what they're talking about now. I was thinking you guys were overlay had something to do with bonds, and I was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. But I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, the whole thing about rolling everything into one. Yeah. Okay. Okay, suddenly we're much smarter than we thought we were 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so just so I'm prepared, June 22nd, special finance meeting, and I will double check with
Rick, which if he's available.
Yeah. And he will do it by Zoom, but... Any other questions, comments, input?
Yeah, on the, sorry to go back to this, but I think it's on your Zone 9 capital projects.
What page?
45. So referencing project 8005.
On page 45.
I'm now gone to 47. I was level setting at 45.
$8,005 cybersecurity?
Okay. Yes. Where, I'm just curious as to what is going into that and where those, the budgetary numbers came from?
That was me. That's just an estimate.
Okay.
So ongoing cybersecurity updates or any changes or equipment that's needed. So I'm just kind of creating something every few years.
Okay. Okay, so that's a placeholder for what would be needed. Okay.
Right, absolutely.
Can we get that reported?
Yeah.
And then we have a report.
Yeah, we have a report about water infrastructure.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Turn it back over to.
Let's open it up to public comments. Is there any member of the public online with us? Hearing none, we'll close public comments. There's no motion, so we just go right to adjournment. Set 431, adjourn.